in the present. So I really feel that, that the notion of these girls getting together based on something they did in the past is really something that everybody can really relate to. I mean, it's kind of the reason we have, you know, high school reunions, really.
And what would you say to the shooting of the film itself? It seemed like, you know, I mean, literally just be, I mean, with the hectic schedule they had in their preparations for that KatsuCon, I mean, it seemed to be, you know, like, how did you guys get your shots? How did you, and how did you guys, you know, get the message and the theme across the way you wanted it, despite the fact that this could not be staged? This had to be taken from the raw reality.
Yeah, that's Anthony's specialty. What, cinema verite?
Yeah, it's kind of cinema verite. Truly, it's called direct cinema. And kind of just gathering life as it is, shooting what's actually there and trying not to, you know, paint too much of a picture other than, you know, what's there. But, you know, it's a documentary. So, you know, we shot a lot of footage. I mean, we had about a 60-to-1, you know, shooting ratio, which means we shot about 60 hours of footage. You know, for 3 hours. Oh, wow, that's really bad math. For about 1 hour of, you know, end product. It was really capturing the whole thing, you know, just capturing literally everything that we could stand to capture. And then Tiffany and I kind of going through it and just finding like those memorable moments, those things that kind of, you know, change the course or, you know, the construction of, say you have like the construction of the cosplay and letting that scene kind of just envelop the way that it naturally did without, you know, trying to tell us, not, I wouldn't say tell a story, but without imparting your own kind of, you know,
slant.
Yeah. Your own slant, so to speak, onto it. And Tiffany was kind of instrumental in honing that in. I think my first cut was somewhere in the 3.5 hour range. And, you know, she really helped in just whittling that down to just the essence of what it means to, you know, do cosplay and be friends.
And then we got really lucky with our shooting schedule. We realized KatsuCon was like fast approaching, and we said, well, why don't we gather some more footage of them getting prepared? And it just happened that we could shoot with the girls in in Philadelphia that weekend, and then the next weekend we actually had to fight a snowstorm to get to the girls in New York. We came armed with like snow shovels and blankets in case we got stranded and food.
Yeah.
And did that whole thing, and it ended up working out really well. We got to get some really special footage with Tina, I think, when she's working on Sailor Mercury's skirt. That was very happenstance. We were
extremely impromptu.
We were wrapping up for the night after having interviewed Kathy and Crystal, and we get to her house. She was nice enough to let us stay with her. And she's working on this skirt, and I start asking her questions, you know, being a fellow cosplayer, just how are you doing this, and how do you do that, and what's your method for that? And Anthony realized it's like, oh, I'm interviewing her. So it's tired Anthony after shooting for, we shot for like, I don't know, 10, 12 hours. It was a really long shoot. He gets his camera out and starts shooting again, and that's, you know, we had some good moments, some good luck with this project.
And what would you say about, I mean, do you think that your knowledge, especially you, Tiffany, with cosplay and the nerd culture, I think gave you a unique insight as to what really needed to be brought into this film, you know, as Anthony references, the essence of the thing?
Yeah, I mean, my viewpoint from the very beginning, Anthony was very focused on the cosplay, or like on the anime aspect of it. You know, Sailor Moon's really near and dear to his heart. Cosplay is really near and dear to mine, and I'm recognizing myself in their same situation where, you know, all my good cosplay buddies that I went to high school with, that I went to college with, were growing up. It's how life works, and we're moving away, and being able to kind of explore my feelings about that through a similar group of people going through the same situation, it's kind of nice. It's kind of like a nice way to deal with your own feelings and kind of communicate to others. It's like, yeah, we're all in this together. I know I had more than a couple friends who, you know, they watched the documentary and said like, ah, oh, that makes me remember, you know, the days when we used to do this all the time. Like, I really miss that.
And what would you say to the to those who, you know, kind of say that, well, you know, it looks like some, you know, because there were some who basically had some not so pleasant things to say about this film, like saying that, you know, it looked that, you know, that it kind of had this the independent feel to it. It didn't seem polished and everything. I mean, what are your thoughts to those people like who say that?
I
didn't even know anybody said that.
Yeah, I know that, but I'd say that it's probably one of the more polished pieces that I've seen. We had some aspects that I think we ran out of time with or could have approached in a better way or in a more thoughtful or careful way, for sure. There's always definitely room to improve. But, you know, as Charles Dunbar says, if you think you can do better, then get out there and do it.
Yeah, and I mean, it really comes down to this. I mean, if you think about the economics of producing something, right? You know, even like a smaller project like Indie Game the Movie, which is kind of a Talking Heads documentary. I mean, there are numerous people on the crew. And, you know, we both do this thing professionally. And at work, we work with small crews, you know, 3-5 people max. Rarely do we have crews larger than that. But in this instance, you know, it was Tiffany and I. It was just two people. You know, kind of from start to finish. And can it benefit from having more people and maybe us taking more of kind of, you know, the directorial, you know, standpoint? But at the same time, you know, I look to inspiration from, you know, the hardcore kind of verite or direct cinema, you know, films like The War Tapes, you know, which is really just a documentary about these four or five people whom went overseas to as a National Guardsman, I believe, or in the Army Reserve, and they fought in the conflict of the war, I believe in Iraq, and it was their footage, you know, it was directly from them, and they got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours, and, you know, it was polished in the sense that it was a well-told story, and you really got to feel, you know, the kind of the emotion and really the experience of these, you know, soldiers. And, you know, that's the one thing that we always, or at least I know myself, I kind of strive for, is to put people in that, you know, scenario, that they're living the same thing that the other people or the people who are on screen kind of, you know, went through. You know, that's kind of the mechanics of it for me, is to really get that really raw kind of feeling without, you know, I'm not going to say without polish, but definitely without there being too much editorial, you know.
Yeah. Speaking of which, and again, because we do this professionally, like we work a lot with very commercial shoots with very like high profile people who don't want to stutter or don't want to look a certain way. And the lighting is perfect and the sound is perfect and everything is perfect. And kind of being able to make something that's a lot closer to what the actual experience is was somewhat important to us, as well as kind of doing it in a way that does it that's somewhat enjoyable, that's experimental.
Yeah, I think Tiffany's right about that. Like the notion of at productions really is a means to do better in what we do in our careers. So it's really meant for those, you know, experimental, you know, moments. I mean, the first thing I did with Cynthia as a cosplayer, I mean, I graded every single shot completely different ways, and that's something you never do. And I actually did, I didn't actually show the interviewee. I didn't show her at all. It was just all voiceover, essentially. And I had never done anything like that before. So, I mean, you know, we definitely use ad productions as a means to, like, learn. And specifically within The Name of the Moon, I think one of the things that, you know, we wish that we knew ahead of time was the simple fact that it was going to be as large of a project as it was. I mean, we thought this thing was going to be, you know, kind of more like a cosplay music video initially. You know, maybe, you know, we pull one or two interviews in, you know, really glam that